set out the plants, the big red.
Tomatoes, peppers.
Do you have any different kind of onions?
No.
Just onions. You don't talk about green onions or spring onions or winter onions? Or
no.
How about different kind of beans? You said string beans, the flat kind.
Well, they have lima beans, but I don't grow any of those out here. I like the green beans, along with some of this bacon we talked about.
Mm-hmm. That's good. How about the edible tops of turnips and
greens, beets, beet greens?
Mm-hmm. Dandelions? Mm-hmm.
No dandelions.
Beets. You wouldn't call it salad, though. You just call it greens, usually.
That's right.
Then the kind of thing that shaped like a gourd, you slice it, and you might cut it in half and bake it. Have some baked
squash. And fried squash.
Yeah.
These long, white-necked ones that you can saw off and thin slices and fry them. I like
dip them in cornmeal or batter or something.
Yeah, sure.
That's good. I like those too.
And green tomatoes in that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You said on the ear of corn, the outer is the cover is the on an ear of corn, the outer cover.
Shucks.
And that thing downstairs you showed me was a what? A corn.
A husking peg. Husking peg.
Mm-hmm. But you husk the shucks.
Yes, sir. No, you tear up the shucks with that peg and jerk the ear out. You leave the shucks on the stalk.
But they call it a husking. It struck me as odd that they wouldn't call it husks. If they have a husking peg, they call it husk. But you husk off the shucks.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. It's more or less of a movement there, see, that you're husking that ear corn.
Uh-huh.
But you're getting the ear out of the shucks.
I see. The kind of corn that you'd serve on the cob would be?
Roasting ears.
You wouldn't call it sweet corn.
You can call it sweet corn. But when you serve it on the table, you talk about the roasting ears.
Right.
We buy it down in Florida in the winter, but it don't have the taste that this corn grown up on our back soil has.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if that's the same stuff they ship up north.
Yes, sir.
Is it? It doesn't have any taste to it.
No, sir. You buy it out of the stores up here, and I lay off of it because I got stuck down there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have something in Florida. That's the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them this winter and ate them three times a day, 25 cents a box at the patch.
Mm.
Great big fellas, you know, like that.
That's something. The top of the corn stalk, you have the
tassel. Now, some people call that a tassel, mm-hmm. but to me, it's always been a tassel.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff you have to pick off the before you can eat it, the long stringy things you have to pick off.
The silks.
And you might eat. There are two kind of melons you might eat in the winter. A summer. You might eat a watermelon, you might eat a
muskmelon.
And thing that grows out in the field looks like this. They make soup out of them. Campbell's makes a soup out of these little things that grow in the grass in the woods. There's a
mushroom.
Have an awful time getting that one.
The janitor down at our church brought me up a gallon here a while back. The first time I've had all the mushrooms I wanted. A gallon or more of them.
That's a lot. You got to watch out that you don't get
poisonous ones.
Which would, you might call that not a mushroom, but a
toadstool.